Our story today is called Wrinkle in My Hood by Ken Pierpont. We live in a very quiet neighborhood. Late one evening, I was listening to some music when I heard a loud crash on the street. It took me a while to realize what had happened. Earlier that evening, my wife wanted me to go to the store to get some soft drinks. It seemed like this would be a good time to let my teenage daughter get a little practice driving in. I sent her to the store with her older brother riding shotgun. She took my truck, and I settled back to enjoy the music. At dinner earlier that evening, my oldest son was speaking admiringly of the truck. It's a little four-wheel drive Ford Explorer, and the kids knew I enjoyed having it. Nicest car I've ever owned. I said, "Guys, my heart is not set on that car. I like it, but it's just rusting metal, and it's a depreciating item. It won't last forever. Never set your heart on anything that's temporary." I had no idea how prophetic my advice was to be that night. The thud on the street was followed by a commotion upstairs, and then the whole family pouring down the steps, led by 13-year-old Chuck, who shouted, Dad, Holly wrecked your car. My heart sank and my mind was flooded with conflicting thoughts. Was anyone hurt? Who else was involved? I ran to the door with a racing heart, and in that instant, a message came clearly to my spirit like a voice in my heart. Here is your chance. You've always looked for ways to show Holly that she's precious to you. Here's a unique opportunity to show her what you really love. How you react now is something that she'll probably never forget. To my surprise, the accident had not occurred on the streets, but right in my own driveway. And my fears about damage to the property of other people melted when I saw the collision was with our other car, the family van. In her inexperience, Holly had confused the brakes and accelerator. In an instant, both of my cars were wrecked. Holly was unhurt physically, but when I reached her, she was crying softly and saying over and over again, "Oh, Dad, I'm sorry, Dad, I know how much you love this car." I wrapped her in my arms, and she cried, and my heart melted for her. Later that week, an adult friend stopped by and asked what happened to my truck. I swore her to secrecy and then told her what happened. Her eyes moistened and she said, "That happened to me when I was a girl. I borrowed my dad's car and ran into a log that had fallen across the road. I was able to drive the car home, but it was totaled. When I got home, my dad dragged me from the car, knocked me to the ground, and began to kick me." Over 40 years later, the pain of that rejection still moved her to tears. It was a deep wound on her soul. I remember how tender-hearted Holly had been the night she wrecked the car and how vulnerable she was at that moment, and I breathed a prayer of thanks to God for his gentle reminder that night. Someday, years from now, when Holly thinks back on her life and she remembers me, I want her to know that I loved her 1,000 times more than all my earthly possessions put together. I repaired the van, but the wrinkle in the hood of my truck is still there today. Every day it reminds me of the really priceless things in my life. I don't mind having damage to my truck, but I don't want to be responsible or damaged my daughter's heart. From Ephesians 6:4, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.